Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Cantarucci is here. Jim's a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Personal Brilliance and one of the top leadership experts in our Brain Trust and one of the top management minds that I've come across. And he's here to talk to us about some things we can do to maybe increase the engagement, maybe to reveal the engagement of our teams and to increase it a little bit through an angle that we haven't really talked about much before. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So, Jim, first, we're going to talk, folks, one of the things we're going to talk about is a level of caring and a level of, I guess caring is another word for engagement, Jim. But when you say, when you talk about tracking the level of care, whether your people care or not, that sounds intuitive. But what do you mean to make sure we're on the same page?
Well, Jim, I need to know you're in there. I need to know you're fully engaged, connected. You get it. Mm-hmm. Those are fuzzy words. But you just have that sense of knowing that the person is fully involved in what they're doing at the moment. They're focused, they're interested in what we're doing as an organization. Without that, without every single person being in that state, we can't possibly be a championship team. That's what it takes.
That's more true for small business than any other segment, any other sector of the economy. Because number one, we don't have a lot of meetings because we're all so busy. When we have meetings, the conversation has to be efficient. It has to be when somebody says something that's critical to the company, we have to know that those words are being absorbed and believed and committed to with the people who hear them, right?
Well, exactly. And I think for a small business also, you can't hide. There's not a lot of layers that we could
That's right. You can't ghost. No ghosting.
Just hang out. Everybody's important.
No ghosting, right? In a small business.
So, yes, absolutely. We don't have time. We can't absorb that. We need people to be fully functioning all the time. Now, it wanes, obviously, but that's where leadership comes in. That's where we communicate, we remind. But it really all starts with the right person in the slot in the first place, right?
Right.
We have to make sure that we hire for people who have demonstrated that they care, that they have passion about what they're doing. It could be about something else completely, but we want to have that track record of caring before we hire the person. It's not acceptable to not have that in our organization.
I had a young man come to interview meet with me several years ago. He was not far long out of college. Now this is a you know, a digital native, right? And as you probably know, I've been online a long time. Whatever you want to find out about Jim Blasingame, you can get it in spades on the internet. And he did.
Just in case you're lost, won't be able to find you, Jim.
Yeah, that's exactly. I can't hide. And so, he came to, and one of the first things he asked me was, "What do you guys do here?" And I said, "Let me tell you what you need to do. I said you need to go prepare for this interview, and come back when you're prepared." And I sent him home.
Right.
In my opinion, he didn't care. If he cared enough about the job, he could have done 6 minutes of homework and been prepared.
Yeah, so we have to look at that right from the very beginning. Some people, you know, are going to be a fit for us, and some people aren't. It's not okay to have A, B, C, and D players. We can only have A players.
That's right.
Now, that doesn't mean that people don't need to grow and get better. Of course they do. But it's just not acceptable to not have this table stakes of caring about what you're doing when you're doing it. And that's really what we're talking about.
How do you interview for a track record of caring? Can you do that?
In that young man who came to interview you with you, what was he passionate about before? Maybe mm-hmm. it was sports in high school, or maybe he had a subject matter that he has a hobby where he really digs in. If I don't have an answer to that question, what am mm-hmm. I passionate about somewhere in my life? I just don't have any experience in this thing we're calling caring, right? So I don't know how to do it. So now you're really starting from scratch, and you probably want to avoid that. But if I've done something,
so
in
you're,
my
you're
life,
trying to find out that you're trying to make sure you're not hiring a flatliner. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, yes, I guess. So if somewhere in my career I was very passionate about a project and I can articulate that in the interview, then that at least tells me that we have somebody who has that potential for being engaged. Mm-hmm. And then I tell my story about my organization and I see where the connector points, where the lights start to go on, and now we know we have something.
And then would you say, now, do you think you could convert that level of caring about what we do here, what you just told me? Do you think you could apply that level of energy and caring to what we do here? Would you ask that question?
Well, yeah, and I think the answer would be, I think so, and then a machine gun of questions, right? The interest, wanting to learn more, wanting to find out about things. So even if that answer isn't an immediate yes, we should see that kind of engagement and interest in the subject matter. And that just, again, that just reinforces that it's possible and that we have somebody that's involved and engaged up there in their mind in what we're doing.
And
that's
of course,
what we're looking for. We
and
want
of course,
that
a lot,
for our
a lot
customers.
A lot of people listening right now are saying, are you guys kidding me? If I can find somebody to fog a mirror, I'm going to hire them because we don't have enough people to do the job right now. There is that going on right now. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this. I want to talk to Jim, get him to talk to us, I should say, about how do we do this with our existing employees, our current employees? How do we find out? How do we get them to care if we've already employed them? After the break, Jim Cantarucci and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.